Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am continuing my conversation with Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy and Children's Librarian Suzanne Kestel. This is part two of a two-part interview. Getting back to the Is It Whole Grain programs, that's paid through in part through the grant that you received from the Iowa Department of Public Health this year, correct?
Correct. It's interesting. The original grant was from Telegen to Iowa Department of Public Health to subcontract with Dallas County Public Health, and then finally to us. And we've been doing multiple things, the food recovery, of which I want to get back to in the worst way, and when we can actually be together again, we will do that again. And then we have this program. We're going to start giving away fruits and vegetables at the farmers market once a month. Back in February, we gave away carrots, and in March, we gave away broccoli. And I'm thinking corn, when corn season comes in and apple season comes in. So using the vendors that are at the farmers market to promote fresh fruits and vegetables. And the whole theme of the health initiatives is walking more, and the story walk, that was part of it, and eating more fruits and vegetables. And my drum that I am banging is that don't count. Just eat more fruits and vegetables. So even an apple, you know, that's one more that you're eating today. Because all those micronutrients and other things that fruits and vegetables do to your body are so good for you.
Absolutely. Now, I'm sure the most frequent question that you get is, when is the library going to reopen from all the COVID-19 closures? And unfortunately, it sounds like you don't have a very happy answer for everyone.
And you're right. You know, these are difficult decisions because of the exposures that everybody has to each other. We just got our part-time staff back on June 1st. And so we had been from March 16th to June 1st, just the four of us here doing the curbside. And you get comfortable because I tell people that it's kind of like having a big inner tube around you. And who's on your inner tube? It's all the people that you see during the day. And so if you are being careful, washing your hands, covering your sneezes, you know, socially distancing, wearing your mask, you can kind of feel confident that the people that you see on a daily basis can be germ-free or not contaminating you. And then we got through another protocol, bringing the part-time back. I just don't think the numbers in Dallas County are telling us that we should open. So the decision was made last week that on July 1st, we will be making appointments for two patrons at a time to come into the library to use the computers only. And this is because I feel that this is one of the things that we can't do curbside. So if you would like to use the computers in the library, you need to call and make an appointment. At your appointed time, you come to the front doors of the library. A person will let you in and actually lead you to your computer, and that will be your computer for 45 minutes. We have then a period of time that we clean the computers, and then the next appointment will come in. So this is a trial basis, and I keep telling the staff and everybody, if somebody gets it, we're all quarantined. We go backwards. It's not a forward motion. We are trying to make really good decisions and go forward very slowly. And this was a decision that was really hard to make because at the end of the month, we will be closing again our doors. We'll temporarily be housed over at the Carnegie. We'll be closing our doors for the renovation. This is a planned renovation that we planned for over a year. And everybody's going, gosh, I wish, you know, it would have been April and May because it would have been all over. And I wish it was April and May too. It's just unfortunate that we'll be closed all through August and September. We will continue curbside. And we do have one computer over at the Carnegie that will have open for a patron coming in for appointments.
All right. So likely not until October.
October 1st. It's an 8-week renovation. We get new bathrooms, a new family bathroom, new carpet, new tile, a new east entrance. So we're really looking forward to all the newness. Right now, we're packing up everything because we have to leave the building.
All right. Well, Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
We miss you. I can't tell you enough that when I see people and wave at them, it's not the same of sitting there and finding out what's going on in your life. And it's just part of the joy of being a librarian is to see the people and bringing, you know, satisfying their wants and needs and their reading material. And I've been trying to do that curbside, and we all have been. So it's surprising that you get some satisfaction, but it's not the same.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for Suzanne as well. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Murphy and Suzanne Kestel. This has been part two of a two-part interview. You can find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.